need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, kinksters and swingers, femdoms and slaves, consensual of course, all you children of sex, and yes, we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women, yeah.
Ah, yes. Sex is what brings us into the world. And sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And if you are tuned in live tonight, to the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting from the womb room in the little love church of the Bonobo Way, in the village of Bonoboville. Well, it's the first Saturday night of Self-Love September. Yes, indeed, Self-Love September. Happy, happy, happy. Self-Love September. Yes, indeed. According to the internet, it is Self-Love September, and according to the internet, that is more about, well, the lofty ideals of self-improvement and self-enhancement than the earthy reality of self-pleasure. Yeah. Now, this could be because the monthly designation has only been around for a few years. And in contrast, May as Masturbation Month goes back to 1994. Mm-hmm. Or it may be because promoting the benefits of solo sex is still taboo. Yes, indeed. Now, I understand that self-love can mean a range of different things. One common Self-Love September maxim is to accept that we will always be less than perfect, but we are works in progress that deserve to be loved. Time to do for you. You know, fair enough. Though kind of banal, really. I mean, in my not-so-humble opinion, if self-love doesn't include a little quality masturbation time, which could include mutual masturbation, if you have a lover, well, you're not fully loving yourself. You're just not. And loving yourself is natural. Yes, indeed. aside from grasping tree branches and smartphones, the human fingers, like bonobo fingers, appear to be made for self-love. Yes, indeed. Stroking, strumming, self-loving. As George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he or she would have made our arms shorter. That's right. That's why Tyrannosaurus Rex was always in such a bad mood. Of course, there's no reason you can't go bonobos for self-love all year round. Doesn't have to just be September or the merry masturbation month of May, but self-love September is really a great time to celebrate it and talk about it. And if you want to give me a call, give us a call, me and Sunshine, my lovely assistant, and my fabulous guests I'm going to introduce in a moment. Well, our phone number is, if you're in the United States or Canada, sorry everybody else, but this is how 866 numbers work. 1-866-289-7068. And if you're anywhere else, you can call us at 626-461-5950. And we are here for you. You can talk to us. You can call us. And tell us what's on your mind, in your heart, or between your legs. So, another little announcement. Now playing on YouTube and drsusanblock.com/rush-limbaugh. Yes, indeed. My Rush Limbaugh rebuttal with the emphasis on but. Yes, indeed. Before the Trumpists made hate his platform, Rush Limbaugh spewed hate from his microphone. Then, actually, a few months ago, Rush rushed me via Mark Stein, using my concept of post-Trump sex disorder to sell his creepy little Limbaugh letter. And I don't even get royalties. So on the clip, which you should watch, not now because you're watching the show, but afterwards, I give a cogent, funny, and of course, very sexy Rush Limbaugh rebuttal. And after the verbal rebuttal, I give Maya, you remember Maya, Maya's beautiful, perfect butt, actually, the spanking that really Rush and Mark deserve. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, they deserve a spanking. Now, it being Self-Love September, I have to ask, does Trump deserve self-love? Well, no. Not considering how much damage they've done to the world, including inflicting many with post-Trump sex disorder. But then again, maybe, just maybe, if they really loved themselves, instead of loathing themselves like they apparently do, they'd do less damage. Trump especially loathes himself, thus needs all that narcissistic pumping up every minute. That's right. And so I'm going from spanking the monkey to spanking the Trumpus. Spank, 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 spank the Trumpus. That's right. Okay, that's enough for now, but you're going to get more. And I'll spank you with your Make America Eat Again hat. And also what Stormy Daniels spanked you with, which was the Forbes magazine. All right, so much for our presidents. Excuse me, beautiful assistant, but this is what your shoulder is for during the show. And so, maybe we can make him love himself so much that he resigns. Yeah. Now, speaking of giving right-wing nuts what they deserve, I have to give three cheers and a bonobo beer for Pamela Anderson on The View. Yes, indeed. Where big, blustering, slut-shaming militant Meghan McCain, whose greatest accomplishment is that she is the famous warmonger, the late John McCain's daughter. Well, she tries to stomp on Pam, but looking gorgeous, composed, and very angelic in white. I love how these people, these activists and politicians, love to wear white when they are going to say something controversial. So you'll think they're an angel. And it works. It kind of works. It's cool. And she looks, you know, she is very bonobo-esque. And I'll tell you, Pam gives this rabid bitch a soft-spoken but hard-hitting verbal spanking. Mm-hmm. Defending her hero and boyfriend, Julian Assange, as well as Chelsea Manning, and all the whistleblowers. That's right. And when McCain, thank you. When McCain accuses Assange of putting our national security at risk by publishing important news, and exposing cover-ups like a good journalist should, but of course, most don't. Certainly, the mainstream journalists don't. Well, Pamela replies very softly, "You know who puts national security at risk? The military." You can laugh. It's not really funny to the people who are killed by the military, but it is kind of funny that, you know, Pamela zinged that one right at Captain McCain's head. She says, "You know who puts national security at risk? The military. How many people have the American government killed innocently? And how many has WikiLeaks?" And the crowd goes wild. One guy in particular goes like something like, "Woo!" And Meghan McCain goes berserk and says, "That's enough from you."
Tries to control the audience.
And yells at the crowd of her own show. Because they're right. Because Pamela is right. Make love, not war. You know, it's the bonobo way. And you know, as she says, none of the war criminals, George W. Bush, Dick, Face, Cheney, and many more, that Assange exposed have been punished. None of them have been punished. But Assange has been put in jail to shut him up, as Pamela says, speaking truth to idiocy. People call her a bimbo, of course, and they practically call her that on The View, really. But that's because a lot of people just, it's not that they don't believe that a beautiful woman who likes to be nude could be smart, they just don't like to accept that. They don't want to accept that a beautiful, naked woman is also right and smart and courageous and heroic. Pamela Anderson for president! Actually, anybody but Trump for president. But Pamela would be pretty good. I would like to have her as president. And free Assange and free Chelsea Manning. And let's see Pamela naked now. I mean, you know, not on Facebook, of course. No, we're not going to see Pamela naked on Facebook. But we are going to see her that way in the womb room. Oh, there she is celebrating Self-Love September But of course, it's on Tommy Lee's boat. We all know about that tape. But she's masturbating away, looking gorgeous. Okay, next shot. Let's see. Okay. And there she is with a hat. I love the hat, of course, because I'm a hat fetishist. And yeah, Pamela Anderson naked except for a hat. And next, next, next. Come on. Hello. Oh, there she is, just kind of naked. Yep, with her bush nicely trimmed in that 90s way, you know, or whenever that was taken. It looks like a 90s picture. Next, next. And there she is on the cover of Playboy. Oh, they gave her such a hard time for being on the cover of Playboy like 13 times or being in Playboy. I don't know, 13 times. And she defended Hugh Hefner and said he was a gentleman and stood up for freedom of speech and many leftist causes and, you know, just lots of good progressive causes, which they had to admit that he did. But they kept saying, but he exploited women. And she said, well, you know what? We exploited ourselves. And yeah, you know, I mean, aren't we all exploiting ourselves when we go to work? And I mean, if you're an exhibitionist, I don't even know if you're exploiting yourself because you're having a good time. And I know not all the models in Playboy are, well, Playboy doesn't really exist anymore. But, well, I think it does. I don't know, they keep going on and off. But in any case, the exhibitionists, there are some among these models who really enjoy it. And that doesn't mean they shouldn't be paid. Of course they should. But, you know, they're not being taken advantage of. Now, some are. Some are. And, you know, we got to deal with that. And, of course, we don't want any underage people. But I don't think Hugh Hefner was ever accused of doing anything with anybody underage. So...
I'm pretty sure they were all 18.
I'm pretty sure they checked that out. We checked that out. It's important to check that out, you know, for various reasons. Moral and legal. Okay. Right.
Oh,
Betsy also checks that out.
Thank you. Betsy agrees.
Thank you very much.
So
that's our dog. We don't have sex with our dog. We like our dog very much. But no sex with the dog or the dolphin, actually. Although I ride the dolphin sometimes in the pool. My dolphin floaty. And if you really are interested in dolphin sex, then you should watch our dolphin sex show. Okay, before I go to my guests, I guess I'll say hi. Oh, no, she's making a comment on Facebook. Okay, Elizabeth Aston made a comment. Pammy did a good job. Well, that's a short way of saying what I just took 10 minutes to say. But yeah, Pammy did a good job. She was attacked by all of them, really, for something or other. But mostly by the bitch, Meghan McCain. And she held her own. She was strong, soft. She really showed how to be feminine and strong. And it was a beautiful thing to watch. If you haven't watched it, you know, it's everywhere. So go ahead and watch it. And in the meantime... I am going to introduce my fabulous guests. I'm so excited. First of all, I have here Goddess Severa.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on the show. And we met, by the way, at DomCon. There's a picture, if you want to show that on the Facebook, that's okay to show. There we are at DomCon with Goddess Severa's unicorn in a pink tutu. And I am wearing damask latex. I love latex. I would be wearing latex because I love latex. It's just too hot. So I'm wearing some fake thing, whatever this is, PVC or something like that. So anyway, Goddess Severa, I'm so excited to have you here. I really enjoyed, you know, connecting with you briefly at DomCon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you are very impressive dominatrix, femdom, Amazon, goddess, tall woman. Let's see, I have the figure here. 6'5".
Yes.
And that's in stocking feet.
Correct.
That's not with the heels.
No.
Oh, my goodness. My goddess. Wow. Wow. That's good. That's That's great. I mean, because, you know, the giantess fantasy, you don't even have to pretend. You are that already. Right. How does that feel to be that tall? I mean, I'm sure it feels good in a lot of ways, but maybe you have mixed feelings or...
I've never known anything else.
Exactly.
When did you shoot up to 6'5"?
I've always been the tallest. Like, I'm in school. I was tallest in my grade.
Yeah.
So I was my height. I was 6 feet tall at 13.
Wow.
So I've had a while to get used to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's cool. And I bet you were good at basketball. I don't know.
I played professional basketball.
Really?
Yes.
I was right.
Yeah.
In heels. No, not in heels. But yeah. But speaking
of
shoes.
One of your fans is watching.
Oh, really?
One of her fans is watching.
Oh.
And it's Severa Hart.
And what does he say?
Severa Hart.
Severa Hart.
Was that my unicorn, maybe?
Oh, the unicorn. Yes,
yeah,
the unicorn that was
the
at DomCon.
Maybe the pink unicorn.
Yeah. Hi, unicorn.
Matthew Verlust.
Matthew? And
hello,
on
Matthew.
Facebook, you can't hide. You are yourself. So if you come out with your heart, you are known to all. So
That's nice.
I'm sure you have a lot of fans. And we were just mentioning heels. And you are I don't know if you're a shoe fetishist. You're someone who commands shoe fetishes.
Well, I just inherited a pile of really amazing fetish shoes from someone who passed away. So I inherited all these shoes, and none of them fit me.
So amazing.
These are just a sample. I have probably 200 to 400 pairs. I have a Christian Louboutin. I've got crazy shoes. May I stand up
and tower over the
shoes? I mean, look at these.
They're all so amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's Christian Louboutin.
Christian Louboutin.
Yeah. Not even worn.
With the red bottom.
None of them fit me. I also have shoes for cross-dressers and boots. These are made in Italy, and they're size 13. Look at these. Imagine doing naughty things with these. These aren't for walking.
Those are very naughty.
These are for the bedroom.
Yes.
Those are
like ballet slippers,
ballet shoes.
But, you know, with a heel.
Yep. So these are handmade from Italy, just a whole assortment. And I can't wear any of them. So the fetish community has been very good to me. So I want to give back to them and hopefully rehome these into... Whoops. Oh, look at this pair.
Oh, there goes one that's really hot.
Look at that.
Right.
It's like a sculpture. So I want to get these into the proper hands and feet. Etc. So contact me directly to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you selling them? Are you giving them away?
For some of the ones that are more well-made, I'm selling them, and other ones I'd be happy to donate, or like $5 or something. Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, so fetish community, you can contact Goddess Severa, I guess... Through your Twitter, I mean?
Twitter or goddessevera@yahoo.com.
Oh.
My member website, goddessevera@yahoo.com. Long-running website, 20-year website. Updated every single week.
Wow, 20 years.
20 years in this scene. It's a lot of content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see my whole fetish life through my website. Oh. Friends, old slaves. People.
So that must be going back to high school when you were playing basketball. No, I mean, that's amazing. 20 years of Goddess Severa. Wow. And you're also a wrestler?
Yes, I have a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I mean, do you have to work for that, or you just have to be tall?
I worked probably 13 years to get it. And so why I did that was that it's a good implement and a tool to have in my toolbox of my fetish life, right? And so when I do jiu-jitsu, I've learned how to use my body as a weapon.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's a great way to use one's body to control a man. And at my size, I really enjoy that. So it's based on joint locks and chokes. So I incorporate it into a fetish scene.
And, you know, guys are kind of gasping in here, especially Max. I heard Max gasp but on the joint lock and the choke. But a lot of guys are really turned on by this. And They might be gasping too. But, you know, I talk to so many guys as a sex therapist about their desire to be truly defeated, to be pinned, to be choked, you know, not killed, but choked by a woman. And there aren't that many women that can do it. I mean, one of the great things about BDSM is, of course, you can always tie them up. So then even a little gal like me can defeat you if you're all tied up. But, you know, Goddess Severa, she doesn't even need to tie you up. She can just get you down with her sheer height, strength. I mean, the muscles.
Technique. Technique also.
Technique.
Can I feel your muscle?
Can I feel?
Wow.
Can I feel anything?
Yeah. Oh, man, that is... Wow, I need a
so
photograph.
Impressive.
Listen, can you get a photo of this, the muscle here? Or are you getting it from the side? Or, wow, that's
amazing.
Hard. Nice.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Aston said, fabulous giantess goddess.
Yes, yeah. Fabulous giantess goddess. Yes.
I'm even called a giant by people just in vanilla situations.
Well,
like
sure.
when I'm in a women's restroom and I walk out of the stall, sometimes the ladies are alarmed.
So
I'm friendly giant, friendly giant.
Friendly
yeah.
giant. Friendly.
Well, I imagine, I mean, you are very friendly. I remember when we connected in the elevator and you were wearing flat shoes, but you were still very tall. Mm-hmm. And I was a little like, whoa, you know, and you were just so sweet and nice. And so I guess, you know, you have to cultivate that to put
I come in peace. I come in peace until I don't.
Until you
know?
You don't, right. Until
okay.
It's necessary like to put somebody, to smack down, smack
right.
down, right. Do you have a wrestling character that you do, or is it just you?
It's just me. Mm.
Okay, well, I don't know that you have to be anybody else. All right, well, we're going to come back to you, but I want to introduce my other two guests here who come from the world of swinging, which is related, and we have Michelle. I just gave her last name tonight. Lust. Michelle Lust.
Yes, that was
great. And there's the mic. Okay, say something now.
Hello.
Hello. You have a soft voice because when you hit it, we hear it, but then...
Yeah. Just
yes, you gave me my new name tonight.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
I love it.
Oh, good, good. Because it works for you, it works for swinging.
Yeah.
And you are here with your business partner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
J607.
Yes, ma'am.
J607. And in case you're wondering what the 607 means, well, it means his area code.
He's back in upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
And I ended up getting very sick.
Oh.
And so the way that the community embraced it, my family and myself during that period of time,
yeah,
it always held a deep place in my heart.
When you were a kid or recently?
This is actually 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah,
what happened to you?
One morning I woke up and I had a stomach ache and I thought nothing of it.
Uh-huh.
Turns out I had a hole in my intestines.
Wow.
And out of nowhere, I went to the ER.
Yeah.
Put me in a coma for 4 days.
Ah.
And I was in the ICU for a month and a half.
Yikes.
And the way that, like I said, the community took care of my children. They helped my wife out, and so upstate New York Corning will always have a place in my heart.
Awesome. Corning.
Corning, New
where
York.
They make the glass.
Corning Glass.
You know,
that's exactly
I had
it's
a boyfriend that worked at Corning Glass,
that
but
exactly
I don't want to get into that.
For.
I didn't know him when he worked at Corning Glass. Well, maybe a little bit, but I met him at Yale. But then he was an engineer. And anyway, Corning is cool, although I've never been there, which is one
place.
Of the reasons that
place.
He and I broke up is because I... Never went there. Sorry. But it's kind of cold there, which is good right now because right now it is so hot in L.A. Oh, my God. Climate change. Oh, yes. Okay. So after you survived, you felt, wow, I'm so excited. I've got to have a lot of sex. I'm going to become a swinger.
No, I've been, to be honest, Swinger Bash originated 10 years ago.
Swinger Bash is the name of your company.
Correct.
And you put on parties
Across the United States.
Across the United States.
We try to go to three or four different states per month, and we host large lifestyle events.
Wow, just like a rock band, but it's with swinging.
Close, very close, very close.
Uh-huh.
But it's we meet a lot of great people. We provide upscale environments, upscale Airbnbs and condos and nice venues, and everything is top-notch.
All right. And you go too?
Oh, yes. I love to attend, yes.
Attend.
Love it. Attend.
And do you get involved in the swinging?
Oh, yes. I love to play.
You love to play.
I've been a swinger for about 9 months.
Just 9 months?
Yes, I'm a newbie.
Yeah.
A baby.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
How'd you get into it? Meeting him? Or
no, I entered a kick group who has a bunch of swingers on there. The first night I entered, I went to a party and I was hooked. Hooked. Because it's very free.
Right.
It's a very free thing.
And I saw her perform the show that she performed at one of these parties. And I said, I have to work with her.
You performed.
Awesome.
I call myself a play artist. Like, you know, the sandwich artist, but I'm a play artist.
Right, right, right. I totally get it. And that must mean you're also an exhibitionist.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's your favorite.
I love having 30 people stand around me watching me fuck.
Yikes.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Love it.
Wow. And you only discovered this 9 months ago.
Yes, I was married for a very long time, raised my family.
Okay.
Have children and
you
everything.
Did all the straight
all
things.
All that was a soccer mom.
You were a soccer mom.
I was. I had the white minivan and all.
Yikes.
Do you used to have the white minivan?
I had the white minivan with the built-in car seat.
What do you drive now?
Yeah.
What do you drive now?
Just an Elantra. Real. But, you know. But it's not a minivan.
Okay. Well, great. I mean, so do you have a regular partner or you're just a free agent?
No, I'm single.
You're
so
single.
I go to the parties and, you know, meet different people and make a lot of connections with people. And
are your kids grown up?
Yes, they're older.
Do
yes.
they know about mom swinger?
I think they know to the extent. Yeah. However, you know, they know I enjoy having time. They're happy for me because they can see that I'm very happy.
Ah.
So they, whatever I'm doing, they're like, just keep going with it, Mom.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you weren't so happy and towards the end of the marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had to break free. I had to break free.
Broke free.
And I certainly did.
Okay. And so these parties, these swinger parties, how many people go?
It varies. You know, some groups, it depends on the certain night. Well, you get anywhere from 100. Some nights you have 50.
Uh-huh.
Some nights when we go to, if there's a big event, like we did the Super Bowl last year. And
you did the Super Bowl.
Pretty much.
Who did you?
The whole Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
We did a huge event in Atlanta, and we had 175 people show up.
Whoa.
And it was huge. It was great.
And who got the football?
It was a few people getting balls there. It was a few people getting balls there. It was a good event.
But and how do you keep it balanced between men and women? I always want to ask that of swingers.
I'm always dying of curiosity about that.
What do you mean by balanced?
I guess.
Is it like 20 men and one woman, or like?
It depends.
All the couples some attend. So there's some many.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be kind of into the swing scene, you could say, and I went to a few events where there were a lot of men. They were more like. Kind of like cuckold events, you could say.
Like a sausage party?
Or yeah, I mean, a few women would go and a lot of guys. And the women that would go were usually with their husband or boyfriend, and they knew there was going to be a lot of guys, and that's what they wanted. They wanted a bunch of guys to do a gangbang or a cuckold arrangement of some sort. And so that was a certain type of party. But then the typical swing party... usually they want to have a balance, like I guess a balance being a few more women than men.
Right.
And then there's, of course, trans people. I don't know what category they go into. I guess they go into whatever category their chosen gender is. But so what, how do you, what do you do?
We offer different nights.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of what's unique about Swinger Bash. You have your regular swinger parties, which are a lot of couples and single women attend.
Couples and single women. Only couples and single women.
As well as single men, but it's very one-on-one. If you have...
Does that mean the men have to pay like $1,000?
$100. It's $100 entry.
$100. For okay, guys, that's not bad.
And it's not too bad.
And the women, the free.
Single women are free.
And the couples...
Couples are free as well.
Couples are free.
Couples are free as well. This is
so you're charging the guys, all right?
You charge the guys,
hey guys,
for experience.
Well, you know you what? Sometimes you got to pay to play.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have different nights. So if some nights there's a gangbang night.
Right.
Where you go there and that's exactly what you expect. A lot of guys, not too many women, because that's exactly what
yeah.
you want.
They're looking.
Pure action.
Right.
Then you have nights where there's no single guys and there's pure couples. We also have a fetish night. Where you have your dom, you have your, you can explore
oh,
more
okay.
of the kinks of
a
the
kink
BDSM,
thing.
The,
yeah.
the humiliation, the foot fetish, different fetishes.
And how does that work in terms of gender balance, or does that not matter?
It really doesn't matter
for the kink.
Right.
Huh. Okay. I mean, do you have more dominant men or dominant women?
You'll be surprised. It's a little bit of everything, which is. Kind of the exciting thing about it. Once you open up the doors, every night's a completely different group.
Don't know what to expect.
It just works out.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
my show. You know, I only plan a little bit, and then the rest of it just works out.
We have BBW night.
BBW night.
Which is probably the most popular night.
Really?
Yeah. It's all races, shapes, and sizes are yeah. welcome. And you will be surprised.
Well, aren't all races, shapes, and sizes welcome all the time?
Every event. But...
What do you do on BBW night?
I still play. There's plenty, of course.
Okay, I'm an idiot. What's BBW?
Big
beautiful women.
Oh.
Obviously, I'm not that large, but I still have fun.
For a plus size.
Like Meghan McCain would be if she wasn't such an asshole.
Yeah, but not big, beautiful.
She can attend.
This way.
Not tall.
It's big, beautiful.
Wide. Yeah.
It's a more accepting and wider.
Yeah,
wide.
I'm just really bad with it. What is it, acronyms? I'm always... terrible.
To be completely honest, like, once we were doing the events, we realized that there was a, I won't use the word fetish for it, but there was a demand for strictly plus size women.
Okay.
And plus size women lovers. And once we hosted our first BBW night, I knew for a fact that this is probably the most popular night of all.
Wow.
That's really interesting.
Everybody has their own thing. Yeah. You know, and it allows them to be able to be comfortable.
Well, I think, you know, for whatever reason, BBWs are more popular now than they used to be when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they are very popular now, BBWs. And, you know, you could sort of smoke a blunt and try to figure out why. you know, at the same time, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And the pendulum swings. Probably has to do with the economy and who knows, various, also the food we eat. But anyway, that's cool. And so on the kink night, what do you like to do?
I mean, I would fulfill any request pretty much a gentleman has. There's gentlemen who like to be urinated on.
Oh,
the
so you do
shower.
That. Now, see, Sunshine won't do that unless, you know, you line her pockets.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, but, okay. But you're the owner of the party, so
manager,
in a way
yeah.
your pockets are being lined in the back room. So, okay.
But I enjoy the kink.
But you enjoy.
And I enjoy the swinger.
And you enjoy giving a golden shower.
Sure.
We should invite you sometime when we piss on Trump.
Oh, I would love it. I'll piss right now on
well,
his face.
Well, I don't piss on that one. Because this is our voodoo Trump.
I'm just teasing
Trump.
You.
Yeah. No, we have
a real
we
Trump.
Put out a tarp. We get a real guy that likes to be pissed on. You know, we're all consensual here. And and he puts on a Trump mask and lays
and
there.
Pee away.
And we pee away.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's courtesy of Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump. Shout out. Where's my Facebook camera? They might be watching on Facebook. Oh, there it is. Okay.
We're here.
there you are. So shout out to Mistress Tara. We love Mistress Tara, Indiana. And Goddess Soma Snake Oil.
Yeah.
Hey, Soma.
Yeah.
You know all these great
yeah,
goddesses.
I started with Tara.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You started with Tara.
She was one of the first mistresses I started with in New York City.
Oh. Yeah, when she was doing the Den of Iniquity.
Den
there.
Of Iniquity, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, we met her back in 2003.
We went there, right?
Yeah, we went there with my...
Night.
My film, actually, was at the Cine King Film Festival. My film on female ejaculation, Dr. Susie Squirt Salon, was being featured. Yeah. Why, are you a female ejaculator?
Well, I mean.
At times. Well, you piss, but that's different. It is different. It still comes out of the urethra, but it's, I call it holy water, brothers and sisters. That's right, it's holy water. It is mostly water. It has traces of urine, but it is not urine in the sense that urine is urine.
Doesn't smell as strong,
and it doesn't smell as strong. And Sunshine's quite a squirter, so I hear.
Sunshine? I've squirted a couple times. I enjoy it.
Yeah, good.
We're all wet.
Yeah, well, so we were featuring a film at the Cine King Film Festival on female ejaculations, Dr. Susie Squirt Salons, which you can see. Where can you see it?
You can see it in the theater.
In Clip-O-Rama.
Clip-O-Rama.
.com. And so somehow, who was it? Oh, it was Mistress Genevieve. Do you know her? Mistress Genevieve is from, I think she's from New Orleans, and she lives in Texas. And we've known her for a long time, since like 2002. And she said, oh, you got to meet Mistress Tara. So we did, and just very impressed, and I've always been very impressed with Mistress Tara. She's a lot of fun, but very serious, very serious.
Mm-hmm. She is serious.
And shout out to Rhiannon Ahrens, who also pissed on Trump, and also, who did we piss on? We pissed on a couple of Trump, maybe I shouldn't say their names, but thank you, Trumps, for taking it. You know, for the resistance. All right.
So this person that says they know you, Matt Hugh Verlust.
He says, knows who?
Severa.
He says,
Severa and myself have a misconnection. We had a long night out about 10 years ago with Kim. We exchanged numbers and we're going to have a date that weekend, but I lost my phone.
You lost your phone.
I think he lost his phone. No, it's like it's not like it's not that hard to get a hold of me since I'm all over the internet.
Oh, so maybe the person's just BSing.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. What city was it in?
Connecting on the show, which is exciting. So
yeah,
you know, he should just connect with her again. Through her website.
Yes, you can go on her website. Oh, okay. So I should reply the website.
Yeah. Right?
Well, you can do that or you can just watch the show and he'll hear. Hey, what's his name? First name.
Matt.
Hugh? Okay, Matt.
But Matt. It's Matt and then
Goddess
H-I-U.
Severa is
a woman in demand,
Amazon woman in demand, but not that difficult to reach, believe me. So you can just go through her website. GoddessSevera.com.
That's right.
Right, there you go. Or Twitter. So. All right.
Okay, you got that, Matthew. You can go to the website.
Okay.
A little peeing.
A little peeing.
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see. So she's going over to pee. Maybe we should bring the microphone in so we can hear it.
I'm missing the show.
Well, anyway. So, have you ever been to a swing party?
I have not. I don't really think that's my scene.
How about a kinkster party?
I've been to plenty of those.
Plenty of those.
But
they don't have sex. They don't have intercourse.
No, and when I first started in the scene, I would go to a lot of these clubs and perform and stuff. But as time has gone on, I'm more private and prefer the connection that I find and the intimacy between not having an audience, but actually developing something sincere. And I just probably don't find that sincerity when it's performative, but I could be wrong. That's just my preference is for something very intimate.
Well, I think you got it when you said it's your preference.
Right.
Because for some people, to perform together is really exciting and brings them closer together.
I'm sure it is. It sounds very
great thing to share.
And humiliating and all of the taboo stuff. I think it's very sexy.
It's either humiliating or empowering or both.
Sure.
You know, and yet for some people, you know, it's about the intimacy and the privacy. And for some people, it just depends on the activity. Some things are open and out there, you know, like maybe a spanking, but for something more intimate, they might want privacy. Do you like to give spankings?
I love spankings. One, I've just always been into spankings, ever since I was a little kid. The old woman who lived in the shoe. Do you know this story? The old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children.
Which shoe?
So she spanked them because they wouldn't go to sleep. And so I was fascinated with this story as a little kid. And so I was always trying to trick kids into like laying over logs so I could like hit them with a switch and stuff.
I love this story.
I've always been very bum oriented. Like love the bum.
Love
very
the bum.
Bum oriented.
Love to give it to the bum.
Love spankings.
Right. How do you feel about spanking?
I enjoy it.
You enjoy giving or receiving?
Oh, no, I enjoy receiving.
Receiving.
And so do you want really hard spanking?
I don't know how hard, but I can handle decent spanking.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've heard if a person spanks you the right way, you can actually have an orgasm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've given a few spanking orgasms and had a few.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You could actually squirt all down his leg.
I actually made Juicy Jenny squirt, but anything would make Juicy Jenny squirt.
That's the greatest thing.
Anything spanking.
That's why she was Juicy
Thanksgiving.
Juicy Jenny.
Hey, Juicy Jenny. Let's have
Juicy
you back on the show.
Such
Hi,
an
Juicy
awesome
Jenny.
Name.
Love you.
Juicy Jenny.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to push you guys, but do you want to do a little spanking?
I wouldn't mind if Mistress wouldn't mind.
Well, we were talking earlier, and it certainly sounds like from some of the activities she's been up to that she deserves a spanking.
A naughty girl.
I've been a bad girl.
You've been a naughty, naughty girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're there on the couch. It's kind of a domestic scene. You
But no squirting on me.
No squirting.
I just peed. I just peed. I'm good.
Oh,
or is the lighting good, or should they be here, maybe?
Well, we have a lot of shoes here.
I know, we could move the shoes.
Okay, we could do that. Or we could...
Like right here?
Spank right there.
Right here.
Or wherever you like.
This is fine, too.
Okay, that's fine.
Over your knee.
Yeah.
Oh, over the knee.
Oh, yeah, over the knee. I'll hold the microphone. And I'll... Well, Oh, here she goes, right over. Oops. Oh, and there's no panties.
They're really amazing.
This is a good angle.
Am I in the way?
This is, it's okay, Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
I have the good angle, though, Max. Look
at this
angle.
Serious.
Look at
this.
Of course, no underwear. Yeah.
What a naughty girl.
Oh, now let's put these. Let's spread her. Oh, she's even got the stickers on her shoes.
Oh, that's
who
also
does
very
that?
Naughty.
Who does that? Who doesn't take the stickers off their slutty shoes? How much did you pay for these? $9.99. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we've got like a very cheap and
You've
nasty
been
girl.
Caught.
And you know what's nice about my legs is they're so long.
I can really
look at this.
Wrapped up.
Really,
this is a good angle back here for somebody to take a picture. Take a picture from this side.
And sometimes, well, that's with my gloves.
Well, you could then.
Getting padding.
You want to take a picture from this side?
But then I could also take off my gloves. Like beautiful.
Do you want to take a picture from? Okay.
We don't need to look at her face right now.
No.
She just wants attention. There you go. You smell that leather for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's nice and juicy.
You have such nice,
big
large hands.
Oh,
very good for spanking.
Massage it a little.
Massage it, yeah.
Is that too hard?
Do you have a safe word? Do you have a safe word?
Created one.
I think it's more, please.
I haven't created one yet.
Safe word is dolphin, okay? Can we agree on that?
Look at those. I can't believe it. $9.99.
Isn't that a good deal?
$999. Yeah, those are $1,000 shoes.
Oh!
So now we're going to make you count to 10. 1, thank you, goddess. 2, thank you, goddess. Do you understand the rules?
Yes, goddess. Oh, 1, goddess.
Is that what I said? I said 1, thank you, goddess.
1, thank you,
now
goddess.
Now we have to start from 0.
Okay. Oh, 1, thank you, goddess. 2, thank you, goddess. 3, thank you, goddess.
She learns.
4, thank you, goddess. 5, thank you, goddess. Oh, 6, thank you, goddess.
Get your ass up higher. There we go.
Ooh, good job. Oh!
7, thank you, goddess.
Did you hear the sound of that?
Oh,
I do. I also see the red.
Oh, 8, thank you, goddess. Oh, ooh, 9, thank you, goddess.
It. All this and more.
Oh. Oh, 10, thank you, goddess.
I think we're going to give her 1 more for good measure because of this whole sticker situation. I mean, really.
I'm sorry,
really,
goddess.
This
I'm
is
sorry,
a television
goddess.
Show.
Goddess,
and she's
sorry.
Got stickers.
Goddess.
Oh! All right.
11.
All right. Okay. Let's hear it for Goddess Severa.
That was amazing.
Michelle Lust. Wow. That was something.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
that
both of you.
That was amazing just to watch that.
Both
thank
of you.
Thank
you. Here you go. Here's your mic.
That was amazing. I needed that, actually.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
so amazing. I needed that. That
you
put
did.
Me. Oh, yes.
Okay, I was a little worried.
Oh, I enjoyed that show.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad.
I loved every second.
But, you
every,
know, I mean,
every hit.
You could have told us if it was a problem.
Oh, of
but
course.
It seemed like you were enjoying it so much.
I did.
I couldn't stop.
And
I couldn't stop. I needed to
see. I
do
don't
it.
Usually explore the whole woman. I'm really getting into, you know, dealing with women a little bit more as I explore in the lifestyle. You're a you're a turn on. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're beautiful. Yes.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Even though she just beat my ass, so she's still
well,
beautiful.
She needed
it. I don't know if that's an even though. I think
she had it coming
because she beat your ass. That
I like it.
And she did it so well.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
And she called you on your naughtiness.
I didn't realize those
shoes.
Stickers. I didn't realize. I was in
well,
a rush.
Of course you didn't.
I was in a rush.
Yes, we know.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, mister.
And we know they were $999.
They were a good price.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm all for bargain. Let's give them another hand.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. That was an amazing show.
Wow.
So Phoenix Deal says, happy self-care weekend.
Yeah, it's self-love September.
Self-care.
Yeah. Self, is it self-care weekend also?
That's what Phoenix Deal said. I don't know. Maybe she just made it up to be creative, or maybe it really is that, or maybe, I don't know.
Self-care weekend.
She was going along with what you said? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess it's related to self-love September in the way that they like to take care of themselves.
Yeah, you take care of yourself.
I'm not sure if that includes getting a good spanking like that, but
does it include the riding bunny?
Goddess Severa took care of you, Michelle.
Yes, she
and
did.
I think that is foreplay for riding the motor bunny.
I think that's a good
for sure.
Like entryway for that.
So where should we put the motor bunny for this? This ride.
Shameless.
Do we
have Tim Seal Tim Sewell responded a crying face. I was like, why are you crying? He's like, a joke response to not bring microphone in to hear her pee. So the viewers really did want us to bring the microphone.
Wanted to hear that.
While you went to pee. He's missing out. You know?
Yeah, I guess that'd be okay with Facebook.
Tell him to go to swingerbash.com.
Tell him he should
motor
I'll
bunny.
Pee on you on
and at this point, y'all on Facebook should go to drsusanblock.com/live, in which case you would have been able to see the pantyless part of the spanking, okay? And now you will be able to see the motor bunny ride. And this motor bunny is being covered for safety's sake with saran wrap. We don't have the attachment on because it's a little complicated. But it's good anyway.
It'll be fine.
It's a good ride.
After the spanking, quite the night, let
In
me tell
In fact,
you.
I would say maybe a little spanking during the ride would work well.
I would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
so
a choking.
Now it's on the floor. Maybe we should put it on there. But maybe we need to move some shoes.
Let's put the shoes. Careful with the shoes now.
Careful with the shoes.
Don't mess with my shoes.
You might get a spanking, sir.
Sunshine, can you help with the shoes a little bit as my lovely assistant? And we can put
careful
this motor
with the shoes.
Just careful with those fabulous shoes.
They come from Italy, some of them.
They're from Italy.
That's right.
All right, so now we have our sheepskin rug, which I didn't buy because I wouldn't buy an animal product thing like that, but somebody gave it to me.
By the way, John is down in Inglewood trying to get in, so.
John
Clark.
Oh, he's down in Inglewood. Okay, good.
He called here to call.
Uh-huh. Well, you know.
Sorry, John.
Okay, so this is the Motor Bunny, and let me just see how we're doing here. Yeah, this is the front, and this is the back. This could be the front, yeah. Okay, so...
I've never ridden one of those.
I will operate the controls.
Oh. Sunshine.
And
can you
maybe
give me a piece of that wrapping?
Faster, pussycat.
No, sure. I want a piece. No, just
so,
a piece.
So, I think you should take your dress off, though.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah, but we're going to have to not show this on Facebook. Facebook, guys, we are going to be naked now, some of us, and so therefore... What are we doing? Oh, we're going to spread this all over?
That's it.
Because
good.
In case she pees or squirts or something?
I peed already.
No, I'm just testing stuff. Don't worry, no worries.
Okay, well, should we put something else down here? Or are you going to pee or squirt?
I don't think so, I peed already.
Okay, and now we need a microphone. Oh. Okay, so because...
I already peed, doctor.
Okay. Oh, you did just pee?
Yeah.
Okay. So
you want my dress off?
Well, I do want it, but it's up to you.
Space.
Okay, you want it too. Say that on the microphone.
I would love to get naked.
Just in case, you know, somebody suggests that I'm exploiting you, which of course I am. Look at those cute tits. Nice. Very nice. And nice garter belt and shaved pussy.
Yeah,
you should have been here for Labia Day. Last week we had Labia Day.
Oh, you missed last week.
I would have loved to attend, doctor.
Well, next time, next year, you'll be here. Labia Day is what we celebrate always the Saturday before Labor Day. So here, come in the front where you can show off this hot body. Wow, a hot mom. This is a MILF.
MILF.
Yeah.
43.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's very good. Okay, here she is, naked
and
beautiful. Okay, you straddle this like it's a horse.
This facing this way?
No, facing that way.
If you, whatever.
Here, let me have the mic. I'll hold it, I guess. So now you straddle that, and you get yourself comfortable, and
you have fun.
Maybe Goddess Severa, would you like to give her some light crops?
I'm gonna tell her twice.
Thank you for including me.
I guess or you could be behind me if you prefer. Right. So I'm going to maybe you should hold the microphone.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold it to her.
So hold both microphones.
Well, why do you have to hold both?
Because you gave me a second one.
Just hold the one to her. Yeah. Okay. Oh. So now, here we go. This is your first motor bunny ride. Your virgin motor bunny ride.
We expected good performance.
It's starting to rattle.
It's picking up the pace.
Starting to vibrate.
Oh my goodness.
Here we go.
It's got some zip to it.
Quite a ride.
Oh my gosh. This is like an e-ticket ride.
Yeah.
Like a Disneyland.
Oh, I can do that.
Yes, you can. You can touch me. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
See, self-love September.
Talking to the...
Self-love September.
Self-love September. This works.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Faster, Pussycat.
Yeah, building it up.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Come on now. Don't hold back.
Oh, yes, mistress.
Ooh, feel the,
oh, my
feel
gosh.
The burn.
Feel
yeah. the vibration.
It's like a Harley on steroids.
Feel the burn.
A little better than a Harley.
Oh, yeah. My, I said on steroids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
on steroids.
Fuck,
you're right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There she is. Michelle Lust is riding the motor bunny. And Goddess Severa is giving her a whack with the riding crop made by Jux Leather. And there we go. We're going. Oh, good. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
More? You need to make house calls, Dr. Laura.
Dr. Susan, my not bad. Dr. Laura. I'm the anti-Laura.
I can.
Yes, it's distracting.
Yes, Dr. Susie, yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting Whoa. Off right now. It's a little distracting.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. I'm taking this home with me.
Yeah. That's what they all say. Yeah.
No, but we'll invite you back.
Oh, I'd love to come back. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a climax.
Yeah.
All right. Is that a come?
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Oh my
gosh, thank you so much.
Okay, just relax before you get up on your legs. You don't want to fall down. Just relax.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
That was amazing.
Okay,
truly amazing.
Yes. So let's hear it for Michelle Lust.
That was awesome.
And first, Goddess Severa's Wax with Jux Riding Crop. And Sunshine. So there. And of course, Jay is looking. Okay, so now I think you can get up.
Yeah.
And your bum is red.
And her bum is red. Okay, take a bow. Very nice. Amen and amen.
Woohoo! Amen, amen.
How'd you like that?
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, had you ever seen her ride? Well, she hasn't ridden a motor bunny before.
I've never seen a motor bunny at all.
Oh.
So this was all new to me.
You got to have one at your parties.
Oh, yeah.
Motor bunny.
I will buy one tonight.
Do you have one of those sex machines at your club? Like
no,
a sex
no, but
machine
I'm
to
now
fuck?
After watching that now.
No, but like sure. The penetrating kind.
Okay,
like
we
the
could
sex
move
robot with the penis.
I am going to go crazy on Amazon as soon as I leave here.
Because I've always wanted to see that.
That's crazy.
I've always wanted to see that, the sex machine thing.
We had a sex robot, well, not a robot, a sex doll. Actually, two sex dolls here a few weeks ago from, what are they?
Vivant
dolls. Okay, so. Actually, they rent them.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if there aren't enough girls at your party, or women, I should say, you can always have a few Vivant dolls sitting there, you know, looking hot.
And what
and
website is
they're fuckable. VivantDolls.com.
Yeah. They take them back then and they...
They clean them.
They have pussy cleaners.
They do. And mouth cleaners.
Can you imagine
cleaners.
Having a job like
and
that?
Asshole cleaners.
And asshole cleaners. It's
so what
rental.
Do you do?
So I heard that you had watched my show many years ago.
I did. I don't know exactly how old I was, but
I don't want to know.
It's
not like I was aiming for your age group. I don't think because this was one of the HBO shows.
It was the Real Sex.
Real Sex. Okay.
Yeah. And I remember watching it. And
yeah, I had a sex machine on that show.
I knew that I wanted to be in this industry.
Are you saying I corrupted you?
Let's
hear it for me.
Dr. Cluck, you inspired him. Inspired.
It was awesome. And I knew I wanted to be in this industry.
I don't mind being a corrupter. You know, as long as it's consensual, I can corrupt.
That's great.
It's almost like it's full circle. You know, when, as soon as I saw you, I had one of those deja vu moments, a few little goosebumps. I was like, yeah, That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
Well, cool. Well, did you know you would meet me and be on my show?
I did not know that.
Oh.
But I'm pretty sure at 7 or 8 years old, I didn't really think about it like that. But,
but you did. Okay, so you were really young.
I was young.
By the way, I was not doing a show for 7 or 8 year olds.
No, but they were all staying up late enough to watch
it. Let's just put it this way. Disney had nothing on us.
No.
You always have that appeal, Doctor.
I constantly get approached by people who tell me they watched at that age. And honestly, I kind of knew it, so I always had that in mind, which is why I always try to teach people and anybody of any
teaching
age.
Teaching you did. You
yeah.
Definitely,
you did. The kids got to learn sometimes.
Well, make love, not war. That's what I believe. Like Pamela Anderson, you know, sex is better than war. And we have strong drives. And if we're not going to channel our sex drive into sex, guess what? We might pick up an AR-15 and bam, 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 bam. Because we're so frustrated. And a lot of these guys that pick up these AR-15s are incels. And they either need to have a good time at a swing party
exactly.
or they need to be beaten by Goddess Severa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they need something. They need something.
An outlet.
They
an
need
outlet.
Help.
They need a
help.
Sexual outlet. And that is what, I don't know, not very many people, none that I know of, are saying. They're all saying, oh, you know, maybe they need therapy, or maybe.
But they don't
and of course, we need to get the guns off the street. And honestly, I'm all for getting the guns off the street. But you know who really needs to be disarmed?
The police.
And the military. I'm sorry, but if everybody, the only people with guns are the police, it's not a great situation. I don't think it's great to have everybody with all these guns out there, but I don't think it's great to have only police with guns, military-grade guns and tanks, etc. Anyway, I got on my soapbox again. It's the bonobo way of love. And bonobos, you know, they're swingers. They swing from the trees as well as with each other.
Yeah.
And they are female-empowered. The females are in charge, actually.
Like in the swinger world,
where the guys are lucky to be there. Right. And that's how the bonobo boys feel. They feel like, hey, we're lucky to be here. We'll let the women have power. And they do let the women have power because, like, you know, not all of us are as tall as Goddess Severa. So in most cases, guys can overpower us physically. And that's true in the bonobo world, too. Among bonobos, the guys are stronger than the females. But they let... Literally, they let the females run the show because they know they have a better life that way.
Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Except they have a lot of wives. Right. And they do a little bonobo BDSM. They hold each other down sometimes. They smack each other quite a lot. They do spanking. I have bonobos in my Spank and Art edition. Mm-hmm. Because spanking is not just something humans do. It's like an animal instinct we have to, like, bam, smack that butt. You know, and it's not something to do to children. Do not spank your children, my opinion. Again, I'm on my soapbox, but I don't think parents should spank their children. Although, if you were spanked as a child, hey, good for you. I mean, you know, maybe you'll have a fetish for it. Maybe you never want to do it again. But certainly, it's great for consenting adults.
I have a question. So when the bonobos are spanking, it's like, it's always sexual, or it's like playful joking around, or it's like...
It's a combination.
Okay.
It's like sometimes it is foreplay for sexual intercourse or oral sex.
Sometimes.
And sometimes it's just for fun. It's just, they're almost always laughing. Bonobos do a lot of laughing. And they do it sometimes just for itself, just for fun. I mean, they'll climb up a tree and then one will spank the other while they're climbing the tree and then they'll fall out of the tree. But they land like cats, you know, they know how to land, unlike us, so it all works out. So they spank in different ways, they slap, they have what we might call violence, they just don't kill each other. Bonobos have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. That's what's amazing about them, and that's why I believe we should follow the bonobo way. They're very sexual, they are female empowered, the males enjoy it, and they have never killed each other so far. They make peace through pleasure. So,
Follow the bonobo way, and maybe we'll save ourselves. They're also ecosexual. They don't harm the environment, like some people who don't even know where Alabama is. Okay. Where's my Sharpie? Oh, yeah, I got a Sharpie.
Here's a Sharpie.
I have a, we have several Sharpies, so I should draw on him somehow. I don't want to draw on him, but... the Sharpie presidents. Okay, back to what we have a little bit of time. So, what do people want to talk about?
Well, I agree with what you were saying. I think that people who are sexually happy are happier people overall, mm-hmm. and that's. Sex really something to be encouraged.
Is the essence of life. Yeah. And, you know, sex takes a lot of different forms, as we're learning tonight, and as a lot of people already know. Sex does not have to be sexual intercourse, although that's great. Hey, I'm a big fan of sexual intercourse. But it doesn't have to be that. It can be a spanking. It can be masturbating. Happy Self-Love September. It can be, you know... watching. I mean, I imagine some of the people that come to your parties, they just nuzzle and watch. And then they go home and they have sex together, but they like to watch all that sex and hear it and smell it.
It's fantasy. It's bringing
so a fantasy. There's a lot of watchers, you guys?
A lot of people just come to watch.
Yeah, voyeurism is a part of the kink lifestyle as well. Some people just really get off on just watching other people enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I would say that even though our society is becoming more repressive as far as the politics, that as far as just people to people, that society is becoming more inclusive. And my playmates, some of them are getting, they're not just men in 40 plus, but they're younger men are exploring their sexuality more, which is exciting
Absolutely.
For me.
I think, yeah.
Which is what?
Exciting.
Oh, yeah,
for me.
Yeah, yeah.
She likes those
breaks
younger men. Are you a cougar? Yeah,
yeah. What's that?
Are you a cougar?
A converter.
A cougar.
A cougar. Oh, my. I don't really like that term.
Oh. Well, we've had some ladies.
I'm a converter.
I'm going to be proud to be a cougar.
Yeah, well, just in case people don't know what a cougar is an older woman who likes younger men. And that's all, you know. I mean, she could be any type of woman.
I like younger men.
Well,
and older men. I love men.
You love men?
Yeah, I really love men.
You also liked her butt.
I like women, too.
Oh, I loved it so much. I loved it.
So
every
pretty.
Second. Yep.
Aww. She's really cute.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, you're right about the letting go with the sexual thing. Because
letting go with the sexual thing.
I used to bite my nails constantly.
Really?
When I joined this lifestyle.
And look at your nails now.
When I joined the lifestyle,
those are your nails.
I stopped. Yes.
Very good.
All mine.
Wow. Mine, yes.
Beautiful. Because you're happy, so you don't have a need to just be nervous. It just you just let go.
I just have strong nails.
I love it.
No, I don't bite. I've never bitten my nails. I do other things.
So I've bitten them since I was three.
Compulsive.
So since like 9 months ago, just stopped all of a sudden because I think I'm just happy in a happier spot.
Mm.
Oh,
that's great.
I am. I'm in a very happy spot.
Good for you.
Sometimes I'm walking in the market and I'm smiling and no one really knows why, but I know why.
Well,
I love the life.
All those orgasms.
Yeah.
You certainly have a smile on your face right now. That motor bunny did it.
Yeah. This whole experience has been amazing. I will never forget it.
All right. Yeah, well, you're such an
exhibitionist.
Come
back with the motor bunny again.
Bring it on, doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it on.
Well, I will. I'll bring it on every time you come on.
Yeah, as long as you're controlling the controller, we're good.
Yeah. I mean, I might let somebody else that you would accept.
I will accept anything.
Control the controller. Yes. I just thought for your first time.
That was awesome.
I would control.
I loved it.
I'm a controlling bitch.
Oh. Control me, baby.
Okay. So, where are those shoes? Okay. Should we model some shoes?
Sure.
I can.
But they're all 1 foot or different?
Yeah, feet? I just brought single pairs.
Single, all right foot or left foot?
I don't know.
Oh, so you put different shoes on different feet.
I was just overwhelmed today. I had hundreds and hundreds of shoes, and some of them are all dusty and boxes. So I was, my place is covered in hundreds of shoes right now. So I had to, some of them were in boxes and weren't paired up. So
do a lot of your clients like your boots and feet?
They do. I have really interesting feet. So they're size 12 double wide with a really high arch.
Can we see your high arch?
Would you like to see my feet?
Oh my God, love to see them.
Would you hold my microphone?
I would hold your microphone.
Let's see.
Yes.
Mistress.
I saw a picture, so I know she has a very high arch. But I want to see it in person. Wow. Okay, this is Goddess.
Oh, wow.
Severa. Look at that.
Wow.
This is some foot there.
Beautiful.
They're very shy toes.
Shy toes?
Yeah.
Well, they're out there.
They're like, they won't relax.
They're clutching.
They're clutching.
Yeah.
And a very big toe. Good for blowjobs.
Yes.
Toe blowjobs.
Toe jobs.
Yeah.
Toe job.
Very high arch.
Yeah. Very high.
It's very arch. Hard foot to fit.
Yeah, point that toe again if you don't mind.
Oh, wow.
That is pretty
gigantic
interesting.
Gigantic ballerina crashing through the set.
Wow. That's beautiful. Let's hear it for Goddess Severa's beautiful high arch foot.
Gorgeous.
In the raw.
In the raw.
Yeah. So...
No, it looks
do you
want to
try on a shoe?
Sure, would you like me to?
Yeah.
I want to try on some shoes, but I should wash my feet.
Yeah, don't make my shoes off.
No, we were not going to walk on them. We're going to sit
nice shoes.
In the shoes.
We're going to sit and we're going to look at them.
We'll try it.
Where's that
I
one?
I need a right foot.
Oh, this, no. Where
this
is
one
the
I
one? Oh,
love.
This one. This one
this
is so fascinating. I'm going to try this one on because I sort of half tried it on. No, you try on one. Well, did you want to try on this one?
Oh, no, you try that one,
darling. Okay, okay.
I'll try on one. I don't know, I like this one.
You like that one?
Oh, sexy.
Yes, that is.
I like this one a lot.
And there's no price sticker on the bottom.
You're never going to let her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was rushing. I was so excited. I wasn't paying attention to nothing else.
That'll never happen again.
No, you're going to pay
attention.
Oh,
wow, look at that.
All right,
let me smoke a joint.
This is not going
to
get on.
The shoes are being tried on, so time to smoke that joint. Wait a second.
Some of these are a little...
Would you like a hand? Do you need a hand?
Sure.
Look at those.
Oh, wow. I'm so honored to have Goddess Severa buckle my... high heel. This is such an extraordinary shoe also. Look at it. Yes. It is like a sculpture. I wouldn't try to walk in this. Does anybody actually walk in this? I don't know. And look at those. Those are just
those really
wild
suit you.
Red stripper
those look
shoes.
Really nice in you. Wow.
They're beautiful. Yeah. They're fucking hot.
They really, they look awesome on you.
They're hot.
Oh, yeah. Look at those. Those are real
sexy.
Stripper shoes.
These are fuck me
these
shoes.
These you can yes. you can wear.
These are fuck me
you can
shoes.
Walk around. FM shoes.
Fuck me, please. I'll put all the way back behind your legs. And fuck
And you want to try this one on,
I kind of wanted to, but I couldn't figure this out.
Oh, you can't figure that out. That's
I mean, I'm blonde. It's hard.
We're all blonde here.
I know.
And
speak
so is
for
Pamela
yourself.
Anderson.
And she's the smartest one in the group. Yeah. She's the smartest one
I
in the group.
I don't know. I think just California. We need to be blonde.
I love it. Yes. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I don't think that's a left foot, huh? These are amazing shoes. I have to come by your place and see them.
Yes.
Should have like a museum.
Oh, and then there's this one.
Some of these are, and some of them I have that are so petite, like I have size 3 shoes. They're just small and gorgeous, and they're so pretty.
I know there's a fetish for the guys that like to smell
shoes. At a shoe store.
These are awesome.
It is like a shoe store.
We have a special on shoes in aisle 5.
Look at all these lovely ladies. I know the fellow whose shoes these were would
this.
He's just smiling from heaven right now.
Still.
Yes.
See, if I ever go back to dancing, I really want these.
Oh, wow.
Shoes.
Look at this.
Wow.
Those are hot as fuck.
They are.
They're really sexy, doctor.
It's a good thing we have a rule against walking in these shoes.
I don't want to.
If I tried, I would kill myself.
These are hot.
Or at least hurt myself.
Yeah.
Oh, those fit you too.
I like these. Imagine showing up to a party in these. They're like, damn, girl.
You get Where's these? The ones that those have the advertisements also. On it?
This one?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, I look at those. Any of these shoes.
Cinderella shoes.
Aw, I love Cinderella.
Yeah. What Cinderella shoes?
Because there's only one.
The top part is Cinderella. The clear.
But you see, I have the other slipper.
Yeah, right.
I love that
you
part.
You have the other slipper.
They're beautiful. Mistress, they're beautiful.
So beautiful.
What size shoe do you wear?
No,
not your thing. No. I got a pair of size 13 blue leather boot.
I'm very open-minded, but
I'm very open-minded, but
you cannot walk in butter. These. They're sexy as
I'm well. Gonna wear these on my hands, is that
okay? Yes. You can do what you want.
I know these would never fit me, but I'm really in love with these.
Aren't
these
they
are
beautiful?
Just so beautiful.
Smell them. Smell them.
Try it.
Oh, here's the Louboutins. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this has too many buckles.
Those this is like, sexy. This is. They're so beautiful, you could just sit this on the shelf.
And they have red bottoms. They're red bottoms.
That's what I think, too.
They're gorgeous. Like, oh, my God, so Doctor. They're gorgeous.
But my goodness, you have to have a slave to put these on for you.
That's why she wears.
That's why she is her shoe.
She has plenty of people to put on her shoes, I'm sure.
Oh,
see, I really love these.
Those are beautiful.
Oh, wow, look at those spikes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, that's so hot.
They're a hot shoe.
Spikes.
They're very beautiful.
And the red bottoms.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. They're gorgeous.
Ooh.
Women in their shoes.
And actually, this collection was owned by a man.
Well, there you go. So a man in their shoes.
A man with good
taste. It works both ways.
Now, what did he do with these shoes? Did he kiss them? Did he put them on mannequins? Did he put them on women?
I can only guess what he did.
Did he put them up his ass? If so, I don't want that one.
They
if
look,
he did, he cleaned them
unworn.
Off really good.
They're unworn.
Yeah, they're new. Wow.
They're beautiful.
Wow, they're beautiful. Yeah. And let's say again, what if people want these shoes? Some of them are expensive. Some of them are free. Some of them are just a couple bucks.
Yep.
And we can get them through Goddess Severa, through her website, goddesssevera.com, or through her Twitter, which is at Goddess Severa. You guys have to have a Twitter. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong?
It's so confusing to me. It's so confusing.
We're on Instagram. We're on IG.
It's really easy.
It's so.
It's not confusing.
I need one. I know for sure.
Well, maybe Mistress can help you.
Yes, Mistress.
It's not hard. It's really fun, actually. Yeah. The way to build a community. To have a business these days, you have to be like
all over social media.
I have it made. I just don't know what to do.
Get it out there. Just start. Doesn't have to be
we'll
perfect.
Do it.
Just start.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
I tell myself all the time. And I tweet one thing and...
See, just do it.
Perfect is
shirt.
The enemy of good.
Very true.
Right. And
very
that's
true.
A good
very
message
true.
For self-love
very
September.
True.
What was that?
Very
because
true.
Even though Goddess Severa is pretty close to perfect. But you're supposed to embrace your imperfections and love yourself and masturbate. I mean, I just add the masturbate part. But you're supposed to, kind of accept that nobody's perfect, including you. And... We are all deserving of love, even the Trumpists, because I feel that if he got the right kind of love, if he loved himself, he would resign, and then we'd all be better off. So, his loathing means he's got to have constant reinforcement of his, narcissistic crybabiness. So, I have a few more minutes. I feel like I didn't have you do anything. You want to ride the motor bunny? Or you want
to I will pass.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a story of the wildest sexual experience you've ever had?
Yeah. I would say it was back in San Diego last year.
Okay.
During Comic-Con.
I'm glad it was relatively recent.
During Comic-Con, actually. And we had this huge party. And a guy came He was a little person. And he came with three other little persons that were women.
Okay.
And when I tell you, the party just, you ever seen in the movie and the record stops and it goes, and everybody just, all eyes are on them?
Yeah.
It was one of
those
moments.
That's quite an entourage.
It was awesome. And during the night, everybody, they were very social, engaging with everybody.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of got a little bit drunk.
Okay.
And one of the girls was jealous that he was playing too much with the other girl.
Oh.
So in
and,
this
and they're
big,
all little people, right? Like,
yes.
They were a little jealous. Yeah.
And when I tell you, within a matter of an hour, they really, it was a royal rumble of little people. Naked
wow.
little people.
Naked little people.
Fighting.
And full on fight. And I couldn't stop it. Because
no, they were fighting.
That's one little girl got jealous. I shouldn't say one little woman got jealous of the other little woman that he was playing with her too much.
Too much.
It was the craziest thing that I've ever seen in my life. One of the best things I've ever seen in my life as well. But it was nonstop. Just and it went on for a good 10 minutes.
Did they ever have sex?
Yeah.
Oh, they did after the fighting or before
mid
sex. Fighting
mid midget sex. Mid little person sex.
Right.
Created a little person's Royal Rumble in a swingers party.
Whoa.
And that put me on a different platform, I think.
Okay. At least they didn't kill each other, which is very bonobo. No. Okay. Well, let's hear it for that story.
It's kind of insanity.
Yeah, wow.
That's a great story.
It just lets you know that anything happens at a swingers bash party.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so quickly. We find you at goddesssevera.com or goddesssevera.com.
Yep. Do it.
Do it now. And we find the Swinger Bash people.
www.swingerbash.com. You can also find us on Instagram under Swinger Bash INC Incorporated. And come check us out.
Swing on.
Right. Yeah. But Instagram is all about pictures, and you can't show pictures of all the naked people.
No.
I use very creative depictions of what happens.
You got to be creative for Marky Z.
Imagination of what really goes on.
Yeah, we have to be creative too. Like turn off the camera when anything good happens. Okay. So, you know, we pretty much got to go, but we've had a great show. And I wasn't sure how it was all going to go down, you know, between Self-Love September and a giantess goddess and swingers. But it was incredibly compatible. And
I love this.
Yeah, this was great. I think we hit all the bases, really, and right. We tried on shoes also.
Yep.
So you know, this was a great show. Thank you all, and thank you Sunshine for putting it together, and thank you Bonoboville crew, and thank you Max, my love, my captain, my butler, my sweetheart. I love you.
Oh, thank you Harry. He originally found the swinger.
Oh, and thank you Harry. Harry.
Harry, you did it, Harry.
Okay. And thank you, my darling viewer or listener, for having us in your home, your cardboard box, or your mansion on a hill, wherever you are. I want you to be good, be happy, have lots of orgasms or spankings, whatever you like, and try not to hurt anybody, including yourself, unless you really like to be hurt, in which case, go for it. And follow the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. It's Self-Love September, even if that someone is you. I love you. Mwah. Mwah.
I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do.
maybe especially world leaders do, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.